This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Former President Donald Trump survived an attempt on his life at a campaign rally on Saturday evening. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman reports from Washington on the deadly shooting in Pennsylvania.
The former president, seeking to return to the White House, said he knew immediately something was wrong as he heard a whizzing sound and felt the bullet ripping through the skin. The Secret Service, whose agents surrounded Trump and rushed him off the stage, says the attempted assassin, who fired multiple shots from an elevated position outside of the rally venue, was shot and killed by its personnel. It confirms one spectator was killed and two others were critically injured. President Joe Biden says together the nation must condemn what happened.
The idea that there's political violence or violence in America like this is just unheard of. It's just not appropriate.
Three former U.S. presidents, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and Barack Obama, as well as numerous world leaders, also condemned the attack and expressed relief that Trump was not seriously hurt. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Republican and Democratic leaders, past and present, expressing shock following the news that gunfire had broken out during the rally with Donald Trump in Pennsylvania, and relief that the former president had survived the attack. Notable officials include former presidents George W. Bush and Barack Obama, praising the fast action of the Secret Service and expressing gratitude that the presumptive Republican presidential nominee appeared to be okay. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, whose husband was attacked in 2022, says, "I know firsthand that political violence of any kind has no place in our society." For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And for additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Rwandan President Paul Kagame wrapped up his re-election campaign Saturday, 2 days before voting takes place on Monday. The incumbent faces two opponents who say he has overstayed. VOA's Nairobi Bureau Chief Mariama Diallo reports.
Kagame faces two other candidates, including the Democratic Green Party's Frank Habineza. Habineza told VOA he successfully campaigned in most of the 30 districts across the country recently, and voters have been more enthusiastic this time around.
I'm giving them hope that at least after the 30 years, we need something different.
Kagame joked at the news conference that he never wanted to be president, saying that it was his party that insisted he get into the race in 2000. Decades later, his supporters tell him they want him to run for another term.
You know, these people who made to be president are telling me they still want me to be president.
Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Kigali, in Rwanda.
British police say they have arrested a man in connection with the deaths of two men whose remains were found in two suitcases in southwest England. The Metropolitan Police said armed officers detained a 34-year-old suspect at a train station in the city of Bristol early Saturday. Police said more human remains were found at an address in Shepherd's Bush, West London, the previous day. They are believed to be connected to those found in two suitcases dumped near the Clifton Suspension Bridge in Bristol. The victims have not yet been formally identified. The people who tried to assassinate a former presidential candidate in Ecuador are now in prison. Rachel Graham from Reuters has the story.
The journalist and former legislator was shot while leaving a rally in August 2023. Prosecutors accused at least two of those tried of belonging to the Los Lobos crime gang, among 22 criminal gangs designated as terrorists by President Daniel Noboa in January. Carlos Edwin Angulo Lara and Laura Dayanara Castillo were both sentenced to 34 years and 8 months. According to the Attorney General's office, Angulo gave the order to murder Villavicencio from prison, while Castillo was in charge of logistics. Villavicencio, whose journalism exposed corruption and connections between organized crime and politicians, had long faced threats. Eric Ramirez, Victor Flores, and Alexandra Chimbo were sentenced to 12 years.
Rachel Graham from Reuters. Fitness guru Richard Simmons has died. Publicist Tom Etze tells the Associated Press that Simmons died Friday at his home in Los Angeles on Saturday, a day after his 76th birthday. Simmons was a court jester of physical fitness who built a mini empire in his trademark tank tops and short shorts by urging the overweight to exercise and eat better. Simmons was a former 268-pound teen who shared his hard-won weight loss tips with the world. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.